The Australian Grand Prix hangs in the balance this morning, with major international news outlets reporting it will be postponed over fears of the spread of coronavirus. The McLaren F1 team pulled out late last night after one of its employees tested positive for the virus. Seven other Grand Prix team members have been cleared of having the illness, and one is still waiting for test results. Questions are now being raised about other major events in Australia, including Anzac Day services. Meantime, global stock markets have gone into free fall again overnight amid spiralling concerns about COVID-19. Across the world, the coronavirus has been dubbed the worst health crisis for a generation, as 116 countries battle the pandemic. More than 1,000 people have now died in Italy, and the entire country remains in lockdown. In Canada, the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has gone into quarantine as his wife awaits test results for COVID-19. While New York has banned all large public gatherings, shutting down Broadway. The US travel ban for all European countries will come into effect tomorrow. Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein has been hospitalised just hours after a New York judge sentenced him to 23 years jail for sexual assaults on two women. The once powerful movie mogul reportedly complained of chest pains and was taken to a New York hospital yesterday. It's unclear if he suffered a heart attack.